What are you?
I'm Batman.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Ass, grass, or cash, nobody rides for free. Dom and Crude are the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we welcome back a good friend here in the Madison studios. He is Batman, Matt Rothschild. He's with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And for many, many years, Matt, you wrote at the Progressive, and you got something of a writer's touch. And you wrote a little piece, and you know, when it goes national on the raw story, Matt, then we got to have you back. You made it. You've made the big time, Matt Rothschild, bylined at the raw story. And the headline here, Matt, top Wisconsin Republican kisses Trump's ring in a disgusting display of cowardice. And of course, we're referencing Robin Voss. You said, as we're coming out of the break, you said, you know, you got up early and wrote this one angry.
Yeah, you know, it really ticked me off when I read that he was on that plane with Trump. And then I saw that insipid picture of him with those ridiculous smiles. And it's just, it's so disgusting because, look, Robin Voss, say what you want about him. He's not an idiot. He's not even the, you know, the most right-wing ideologue in his chamber. And he, for a while there, he was going slow on this crazy stuff about the election. He was criticizing Janelle Brangin for going to Arizona, for instance, and actually didn't sign those champinas yet. And
champinas, that is excellent, because the Assembly Elections Committee leader tried to put out subpoenas for Milwaukee and Brown County, where Green Bay, Wisconsin's located, only didn't have the authority. The guy that's got the authority is the guy you're referencing, Robin Voss. He has the power of subpoena.
Right. And she didn't even do up the champinas right. I mean, she cut and paste from Arizona or Pennsylvania. Instead of ballot, they had ballet in there a couple times, which is the typo from the previous state. Talk about sloppy. But anyway, so Voss, you know, I think he knows better. He knows that the election was kosher. He knows that these are a bunch of really way out there crazy people who are giving him hell here at home, like Sheriff Clark leading the chant, you know, Voss has got to go, the other Friday at the Capitol. And so given a choice between, you know, standing up for principle or clinging to power, what does he do? He clings to power and he goes, kisses the ring of the former guy who was, you know, calling him all sorts of names, basically calling him a liar and a fake leader and threatening Voss to be primaried and run out of town.
Trump called him out by name, called out Chris Kapinga by name, called out Devin LeMahieu by name. And if you don't know, those three, including Voss, are the legislative Republican legislative leaders here in the state of Wisconsin. But Trump was cast in shade by name at those three.
Right. And it's not like he actually knows him by name. There's a staffer there, and it was interesting. In Voss's little Facebook post, he said what an honor it was not only to be with Trump, but also with those top senior staff, the top senior staff who must be feeding Trump his name and telling him to dump all over him. But, you know, it was just, it was a really cowardly thing for Voss to do, to go kiss the ring or somewhere south of the ring. It was also worse than that because what he's doing here, in all seriousness, I mean, he is, you know, adding his voice to this toxic wave that is threatening our democracy and threatening our freedom to vote. And it's disgraceful for any elected official to do that, especially someone who probably knows better. And so he goes down here in history with people like, you know, Ted Cruz, who got criticized grotesquely by the former guy who attacked his wife and attacked his father as, what, being part of the JFK assassination? And then what happens? Ted Cruz kisses the ring. And here, you know, Voss gets dumped on by the former guy and he goes, you know, kisses his ring too. I mean, how low can these guys go? What kind? I mean, it's one thing to have no principles. It's one thing to just love power over everything. But it's another thing to have no self-respect and no self-pride whatsoever. And that's what Robin Voss showed us this weekend.
Oh, it's never personal, only politics. We got our good friend. He is Matt Rothschild. We call him Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But he appears today as a columnist who has made some national renown. It's been reprinted at the Raw Story because Robin Voss, a Wisconsin Republican legislative leader, got on a private jet with Donald Trump and went to Alabama. And my question was, did he get the return trip? Or did he get left out there like Reince Priebus did on the tarmac?
I like that. Maybe he had to hitchhike home.
Matt, we talked about the fact that Robin Voss was not initially a quote-unquote believer. But Robin Voss bragged quite a bit and put up a picture, a little selfie of him and Trump on the airplane, and bragged about the forensic audit that's going on here in the state of Wisconsin, and then additionally bragged about the special counsel Justice Michael Gableman. Well, Matt, as near as I can tell, the forensic audit, the only forensic audit, as near as I can tell, is happening by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau. And I wouldn't describe that as any sort of forensic audit in the same way as they conducted it by cyber ninjas in Arizona. And above and beyond that, this other investigation where they're hoping to overturn systematic fraud. Well, the only accusations of systematic fraud are really coming from the guy leading the investigation, as near as I can tell. He had already made up his mind. He had already declared this a rigged election back in November. So how could we possibly expect some sort of fair and impartial investigation, Matt?
Well, there's nothing fair and nothing impartial about this. I mean, let's be clear. And Gableman, as you pointed out before, was corrupt. He ran a horrible first campaign to slander the first African-American justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to win his race. And then he wouldn't get off a case, the John Doe 2 case, you know, after some of the parties to the case had given his campaign or helped him win re-election, you know, by millions of dollars, and he had an obligation to get off that. He's the guy who's running this ridiculous fishing expedition, and, you know, nothing's going to come of it except a waste of our taxpayer dollars. I mean, he's getting paid $11,000 a month and then has a blank check to do whatever else he needs to spend for. And so it's going to cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars by Voss's own estimation. And for what? Just to placate the former guy, feed toxic red meat to the base here at home, cover Voss's right flank? I mean, come on.
Finding evidence of a rigged election, priceless, man.
That's going to be their new commercial.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Batman. Matt Rothschild, executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joining us after getting a piece published at the Raw Story, originally in the Wisconsin Examiner, I believe. Matt, it seems to me, and I share your angst with this, but it seems to me, when I look at the writing of Voss, he's kind of talking between the lines and using a lot of words to not really say anything. It was an honor to travel. I provided him details about a robust effort. That doesn't mean anything to me. Our attempts at common sense election reforms. Well, you did put some, you know, voting laws out there, some voter suppression laws that rightfully the Democratic Governor Evers in the state of Wisconsin vetoed. But he continues on, these common sense election reforms, we've doubled down on our top to bottom investigation. Again, that doesn't mean anything. I explained our current forensic audit and we are performing, told him we'll do whatever it takes, okay, to uncover reports of systemic fraud. Okay. Again, I guess my point, Matt, he's saying all these things. He's not really saying anything. He's not providing any information to us, or presumably, if those are the same things he said to Trump and Trump's top aides, it's a whole lot of jawboning. It doesn't really mean anything. Matt, does that give you any solace whatsoever?
No solace, but I think you're right. I mean, his words are totally vacuous, and they could mean anything. But basically, it was a photo op for him to say to the folks at home, look, I still love your guy. I'm still on board with this guy. Don't criticize me from the right. Don't say Voss has got to go anymore. I'm sick of hearing that chant at the Capitol. Please reelect me. I want to be Speaker a little longer. And that's how disgraceful and self-abasing it is.
Matt, we're supposed to get some report, or at least the Arizona State Senate is to receive a report from the cyber ninjas on their fraud today. What are your expectations in that regard? And do you think that kind of fraud is going to come here above and beyond what is already being done by these Republicans in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, my expectation in Arizona, like you and Trudy were talking about in the last half hour, is that it's going to just be a joke. But the problem is with all these things, as flawed as they are, as ridiculous as they are, you know, like the cut and paste job with ballet and ballot that Brangen did, as sloppy as it all is, it still adds fuel to the tank of the far right. And even, I'm also worried, even among maybe some independents, that, you know, maybe there's something here with all this smoke. Maybe there is a fire. And that's all they're doing is blowing smoke. But it's a lot of smoke. And they're hoping people will say, well, there's got to be a fire there.
Well, Matt, with a cut and paste, you can't really be surprised with Republicans the way they do the ALEC legislation. So it's kind of how they do business.
Exactly. It was the same thing, man. Just cut and paste, cut it in, don't proof it. You know, the ALEC thing, sometimes they put the wrong state on when they were pushing things in Wisconsin.
But, man, better turn on my microphone. Matt, what's the end game? I mean, if there's no evidence to put forth, and you can make claims. They've been making claims. Trump made claims a year before he actually lost the election. He was claiming it's going to be rigged if I lose the election, right? Well, we know that they're still trying to perpetrate the big lie. We know that they're going to continue to have these forensic audits wherever it's feasible, wherever there's Republican legislatures that are willing co-conspirators. But to what end, Matt?
Well, the end game is voter suppression, where they have the power to pass the bills. They don't because we have Governor Evers here in Wisconsin, but they do in other states. And in other states where they hold total power, it's to let the party or a party hack overturn the results of the election by waving a wand and saying, you know, actually the real winner was our guy. Guess what? So that's really anti-democratic small d. And the other end game is just keep feeding the base, keep feeding this angry base. And what's the end game of that? Another January 6th. Or something horrible is going to happen to an elected official.
And Matt, I don't think you're predicting violence or, but
I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. Let me just say that.
Do you think it will be an elections official? I mean, we've already seen violence threatened against a number of elections officials. And if you want invalid elections, just put a bunch of rookies out there to run it. Just put a bunch of people that have never worked on an election before. But if you threaten the good people, if you make it so painful to be an elections worker, no one wants to hold this job. Then what happens? You put Janelle Brangen and Robin Voss out there to observe every election in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, you're onto a really important point here, Crudy, in that the bills that the Republicans in the legislature were putting forward, and thankfully Governor Evers has vetoed them, would have made it a felony for someone who's working at the polls to not follow every I and every T there. And so how many people are going to want to put up with that, much less the harassment they're getting from the far right and in their face harassment on Election Day? So I think it's going to be harder and harder to get people to staff the polls, harder and harder to find clerks. And this is not good news for having our elections work smoothly.
And I can't imagine there's lots of people lining up wanting to be a Wisconsin elections commissioner. Now, they are the target of the Mark Elias lawsuit on behalf of the Democrats. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, made up of three Dems and three Republicans, but they've been villainized across the board, especially Ann Jacobs, especially Mark Thompson, as nothing but partisan hacks. But of course, there's three Republican partisans, and one of those partisans, Bob Spindell, right? He's the guy, he's up to his eyeballs in QAnon, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the false electors, for one thing. You know, he's been talking about the election being rigged at rallies, and he's up there on the Elections Commission. I mean, that's outrageous in and of itself. Ann Jacobs, I think, has just done a tremendous job there, and so has Mark Thompson. So it's just, it's not a job that I'd envy, let me put it that way.
And we've got a new lawsuit here in the state of Wisconsin, the Republicans preemptively trying to drag the redistricting process to the conservative-led Wisconsin Supreme Court, allowing them to do it. If Republicans can't do it, then Republican justices get to draw the maps?
Could be. That's their hope. But there's going to be a fight on redistricting, whether it goes to state court or federal court. And even in state court, I'm not sure the Wisconsin Supreme Court's just going to rubber stamp anything that Voss sends forward.
I'm less confident than you. Come back with us, Matt Rothschild. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates.
Oh, Thor, mighty god of thunder.
Who is this kid?
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
That was called action, not with the mouth.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you've not yet downloaded the Devil Radio app, please do so. Go to your Google or your iPhone App Store and download the Devil Radio.
Dominic, we got a fine guest here in the Madison studios. He generously stuck around. He is Matt Rothschild. We call him Batman. He's the vigilante of good governance. And today he wrote an op-ed. We've talked about it extensively, published all the way up to the Raw story, which is kind of like going viral, kind of like being big time. Matt, something interesting I've noted. I pulled out some video today from the last Stop the Steal rally that I was at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Now, I know they're sort of semi-frequent events, but I attended one at the end of May. And I looked and I noted Chase Sortwell, who's a backbench Wisconsin Republican, and Evans, I believe, from Greenville, Dom's old stomping ground, and Andre Jacques, one Wisconsin Republican, has been a sort of a big central figure in the Stop the Steal rally, said, can't wait to beat Tony Evers so we can jam through some really good voting laws in the future. But Jacques is in the hospital currently, and Jacques is apparently suffering from COVID-19. And it's very interesting to me, Matt, that the very same lawmakers that are either false electors or that sent a letter off to Mike Pence, the vice president, on January 5th, encouraging him not to, you know, codify the Electoral College, they're the very same lawmakers that are also anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-pandemic. And now the one particular one suffering, you know, perhaps in a very serious way. But the Venn diagram between the big lie and the anti-maskers, it's a circle, Matt.
Yeah, it concerns me a lot. But let me just first say that I hope Andre Jacques has a speedy recovery. He's got a whole bunch of kids who need him to be there as his father. And also, let me just say one nice thing about Andre Jacques. He was in favor of going after some of these payday lenders and reducing the amount of interest that payday lenders are gouging people with. So that's one good thing, speedy recovery for Andre Jacques. But on the politics, you're absolutely right. I mean, this combination of denialism about what happened on November 3rd, the denialism about COVID, this crazy white nationalism that's out there, and the total irrationalism that seems to be sweeping over a quarter of the people in this country is very scary. And that's why I say this is one of the most frightening times for our democracy. Just all that combination of crazy ideological things that these folks seem to share poses a real threat to us, and we shouldn't underestimate it.
Matt, on the vaccine front, good news today. The FDA came out and gave Pfizer their thumbs up. And, you know, unfortunately, some folks, and I guess in some ways justifiably, perhaps in their mind, they didn't want to get the vaccine because it had not yet been approved. It's under emergency authorization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's been fully approved by the FDA. Matt, do you expect that we'll see some increase in vaccinations because of that?
I don't know. I'm skeptical. I think the people who don't want to get vaccines, you know, they'll say what their excuse is, but they just aren't going to go get them. And I heard Biden today saying, you know, this is one of your excuses. That excuse is gone. So go get your vaccine. I mean, that's like your parents telling you to go eat your spinach. I mean, I don't think that's going to really be the thing that induces people. You know, they may have to pay them the $100 or raise the money at $200. Be well worth paying people off to stop this thing in its tracks. I know it bugs people who, you know, went and got the vaccine and did the right thing at the right time. But let's get this thing stopped. I mean, it's a small price to pay for stopping the virus in its tracks.
And I guess
scolding's not going to get it done, though.
You're grounded if you don't get the vaccine.
To your room.
You don't come out until you get that vaccine. Matt, the constant groveling to the former guy by seemingly, you know, powerful Republicans. We have talked about at length a lot of the legal headwinds facing former President Trump, from Georgia to state of New York to Manhattan and District Attorney Cy Vance and their investigations, and Lord only knows what else will come up. As I talked earlier, we have a lot of time, really, it doesn't seem to be so since we're always in election season, but you know, there's a lot of time between now and the midterms. If something comes down against President Trump, do you sense that there will be any sort of pullback of that support or that fear that Republicans currently have? And I'm talking about, you know, elected Republicans currently have of the former guy.
No, I think the former guy's still going to have power, even if, you know, he's indicted, even if it looks like he's, you know, in real serious legal jeopardy, not just the puny tax stuff going on in New York. But I think he's still going to have power even if he doesn't run, even if he endorses DeSantis, for instance. He's still got all his followers, and he's still got a lot of power that way. And so I still think these elected officials, you know, they got to wrestle with their own conscience. Are they going to go with Trump and sell their souls, or are they going to stand on principle ever?
Ever.
I'm not clear that there's any principles for the Republicans, at least those we're most familiar with here in the state of Wisconsin. They have no character.
No,
it's there are no principles.
It's all about the power. Just power, power, pure power lust. And it's disgusting to see at this level.
Do you see the reporting also made it to the Raw story, so it's kind of a big deal. Derek Van Orden, the guy that's running in the 3rd Congressional District, that is where Ron Kind recently announced he will not seek re-election. Kind was the, you know, the plant the seed corn, sort of a moderate Democrat for those unfamiliar, a blue dog. And that was a Trump district. Kind won, but so did Donald Trump. And Van Orden was the opponent in the last elective cycle, and Kind held him off. But this guy used campaign cash and went to the insurrection on January 6th. There's now reporting out that in June this summer, went to a public library in Prairie du Chien, where he lives, small town in Wisconsin, and kind of lost his mind. And apparently started saying things about the LGBTQ display, and in fact checked out all the books. I'm checking out all the books, took all the books with him so no one else could see this display. And the thing that had him most fired up is they were making fun of Mike Pence's rabbit, like he could be gay. That's what set him off.
I mean, Derek Van Orden going to the January 6th rally in and of itself should be something that everybody in his district should look at really closely.
Is there someone on the Democratic side who, let's say, didn't participate in the Capitol insurrection that might be a suitable congressman from the 3rd?
Well, there are plenty of people out there. I'm waiting to see who throws their hat in the ring, though.
Oh, man. Reminds me of the old lacrosse days.
You wanting to move back and run, Crudy?
I could beat that crackpot. He's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Most importantly, he's a friend of ours. He's kind of a big deal. Went national, went viral in the Raw story today. Matt, get that baby framed. Put her on the wall. The rest of you, stick around. Come back with us. More
Thanks,
Devils
Matt.
Advocates.
Thanks, guys.
Hour 2 is next.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.